Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here to kick off another week. Can you believe it? We're sitting here in the end of October. It's almost Halloween. But you know what you need is a virtual trip to Walt Disney World. And we have that with listener Spencer. We're heading to North Carolina to hear about his great spring break trip. They stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge and the Grand Floridian. Great meals and more, so stand by for that. First, a quick word from our sponsors. That includes our friends over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Two great books by author Jeff Barnes. You know, you need your Disney fix, but it doesn't always have to be a podcast or a movie or something like that. Snuggle up with a book. You can get the regular books. You can get ebooks. You can get audio versions. But these books are, they're a Disney fix because you get to read about Walt Disney himself and the courage it took to take his dreams and turn them into a three-dimensional reality in Disneyland Park, and then to dream bigger and go bigger with Walt Disney World as well. Just two great reads, and they're also kind of self-help because they help you get the most out of those around you. So check them out today. Lots of stuff going on. Drop by thewisdomofwalt.com. Save time and money on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation with our friends over at touringplans.com, the official website for the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. They have the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, the best hotel rooms to ask for, and so much more. For the price of one of those refillable popcorn buckets, you're getting 365 days of great information. Let Len know that we said hello and drop by touringplans.com today.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1397 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the great travel agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Hey, happy Monday. Hopefully you had a great weekend and it was fun with friends and family. That's what it's all about. But you know what? It's a Monday. We got to go back to work, most of us. But you know, it's about the attitude. You know what? Let's don't say, oh, it's Monday. Let's say it's Monday, man. This is a great week to get out there and make somebody's day, do something new at work. I know that sounds kind of corny, but hey, it is what you make it. So let's try to jump in there and see what happens. And today we have a great guest taking a virtual trip down to Walt Disney World. And if you're in education, we're going to talk spring break, and it's not that far away. Well, we got Christmas break coming up first and then spring break, but I mean, teachers were always thinking about breaks. So we're heading down to North Carolina. Spencer, how you doing today?
Hey, Mike, I'm doing great. I'm geeking out listening to your introduction because I listen to your show so much.
That's so funny. My wife would crack up. I got to take that and take that upstairs. All right, so so back me up here. I was in education for 17 years, no longer the last couple of years, working in travel full time. But is it not true that teachers kind of mark time by the next break that you have coming up?
Well, they do, and not only just teachers, but also school administrators, which is what I am.
Okay, well, good. Because you know what? I think teachers and administrators need to get like a big group hug, because sometimes, you know, teachers say, oh, the principals, the administrators, they're dragging me down. But you know what? I think we're all there for the same goal. It's just it's a tough road sometimes.
Yeah, and I was a school counselor before that, so I actually never did teach, but I went from school counseling into the school administration. So
you went the right way, let me just tell you.
No.
Yeah. I love teaching. Like I said before we started recording, love teaching, hated all the other stuff that you have to do in education outside of the
totally
teaching.
I totally get it.
Working with the kids is awesome. You know, like seeing them grow, I love that, but there's a lot of other stuff that sounds fun. Anyway, forget teaching. This isn't an education podcast. Yep. If this is your first show, we're talking spring break down at Walt Disney World last year. So Spencer, before we get into the trip, tell us about your background with Disney. Why are you on a Disney podcast on this Monday? And you know, what's your backstory with the Disney parks and the Disney companies?
Oh, dude, I drank the Kool-Aid. I have two kids. My daughter is a freshman in college at North Carolina State University. Go Pack. And my son is a sophomore in high school. Both of them have some special needs, nothing drastic, but on the autism spectrum, and you know, and that presents its challenges. Their first trip in 2008 was my first trip. I had never been, and I had been a big Disney cynic and looked at it as this crass commercialism and you know, the McDonald's of theme parks and things. I'm a big ride enthusiast. I love to ride coasters and stuff. But when we went down there, man, I drank the Kool-Aid in 2008, and so much so that we went back in 2010 And then, sight unseen, my wife and I were watching an infomercial on TV late one weekend night on cable and for DVC, and we bought it in 2011, sight unseen. We didn't go down there and tour anything. We just said those two trips were amazing. We want to do this for our family, and we bought into DVC in 2011.
Man, you are not kidding. You drank the Kool-Aid.
I think we've been 11 or 12 times in 10 years. So, yeah.
You didn't just drink the Kool-Aid. You jumped into the Kool-Aid swimming pool is what you did and went under.
I did.
So, look, okay, I know it's hard to do this because, like, I remember my first trip or two. Like, I fell in love with Walt Disney World. I didn't know what to expect when I went down. And it was almost that, you know, I tried to put my thumb on what it was. And I think it was, like, the resorts were perfectly manicured. It was just like being in, like, a picture book or something. It was not real. It was a total escape for me. That's why I love it so much. But can you put your thumb on, you know, what it might have been in those first two trips?
Well, I can tell you exactly what you just said. It's a total escape. I mean, Mike, it's the only time. We go to the beach every summer too, but it's the only time in my life when I totally unplug and I don't pay any attention to the news. I don't check email. You know, I'm other than posting Disney pictures, I'm not on Facebook. I mean, I totally immerse myself in that world with my family, and it's just about having fun and creating memories. And we love the resorts too. It is my goal to stay at every one at least once. We've stayed at I think 11 of them now, and so that is I've kind of drank the Kool-Aid on that too. We don't tend to stay in the same one twice. We've stayed in Poly twice and Wilderness twice. But otherwise, we do a different one every time we go, and it's all about the resorts are just as much fun as the parks for us.
100%. I totally agree with that, and so does Pam. Real quick, off the top, we're going to jump into the trip right after this one question.
Sure.
Right now,
sure.
Favorite resort? Walt Disney World has gifted you a trip. You get to pick any resort. Where are you going?
Well, can I have one and a 1A?
Yeah, go for it. Hey, man, there's no rules. You know how this show goes.
My all-time favorite resort, and we've been there twice, is the Wilderness Lodge. It is, without question, the most majestic. I mean, you walk in that lobby, and it really does take your breath away. We've stayed in the DVC in a two-bedroom villa, and it is just so picturesque and so peaceful and relaxing. And then my number two would have to be the Poly. Those are my top two. And ironically enough, neither one of those are where we own. We own at Bay Lake Tower, which I also love. But Wilderness and Poly for us.
Oh man, you're a man after my own heart. I love those resorts because you know what? Out of those two resorts that you just mentioned, that those two and Animal Kingdom Lodge theme everywhere takes you somewhere else.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, the Wilderness Lodge just drinks it or screams it, and we actually have been we went and toured it at Christmas. We haven't stayed there at Christmas, but we toured it at Christmas, and man, it's unbelievable.
All right. Well, let's shift gears here from Christmas to spring break. You know, a total 180 here. But tell us about the trip we're going to talk about today. Like, what were the dates you went down? What were the goals of the trip and stuff like that?
So we went down March 23rd and stayed through the 31st, so 8 days. We drove down. We tend to rent a van when we take that kind of a trip because we only have two sedans, and so we rent a van if we're driving down. And it's my daughter's senior year of high school, so we let her take a friend for the first time, and so there was five of us, my family of four, my daughter, my son, my wife, myself, and my daughter's close friend from school.
All right, so
and we stayed in two different resorts, which I'm assuming you're about to ask. So
yes.
I'll let you ask the question.
Yes, no. Well, I was going to ask you this before we get to the resorts because you mentioned something we don't get to talk about very often on here: bringing one of your kids' friends. Okay, so now that you've done that, we did that with Paige way back when they were seven. I can't believe her friends' parents said yes. We asked, and we're like, they'll say no. They said okay. You know, I was like, oh, what are we going to do now? But we figured it was fun. It was one of the best trips ever. But, I mean, do you have any advice for anybody that's thinking about doing that if they have, like, middle school, high school kids and they want to bring a friend?
Just make sure that the relationship is a solid one, you know, because high school relationships can come and go, and you plan these trips so far in advance that, you know, if you buy these tickets and invest all, you know, these hundreds, maybe $1,000 in this trip for this person, you want to make sure that the relationship doesn't go sour before the trip actually occurs. And so her friend, Mary Eloise, her mom and my wife and I, you know, communicated a lot and made sure that we got them together for sleepovers leading up to the trip and just made sure that we really nurtured that. So it was really a positive experience for both of them.
Good call. Yeah, we are best friends with Molly's parents, so it worked out fine. I mean, she was basically you know, Paige's sister growing up, played all the sports together and stuff, so wasn't a big deal. We just didn't think they would say yes, but it was really cool. I'm glad they did, because at that time, Paige was an only kid. It made it way easier to have, you know, those two together than just having Paige by herself. It's way more high maintenance for us, so it was great. Yeah. So, all right, so you did a split stay, so where'd you guys stay for this trip?
We spent the first three nights in Jumbo House at the Animal Kingdom Lodge in a one-bedroom villa with a Savannah view. And then we spent the last five nights. We let my daughter pick her choice of resort. And my daughter is very much classic, you know, the champagne taste in the beer pocketbook. And she wanted the Grand Floridian, of course.
Oh, my gosh. So you got one of those, too.
So we spent the last five nights at the Grand Floridian in a one-bedroom villa.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. My kids are the same way. I think it's the girl thing. I don't know. They're gonna drive their dad to be broke and bald, I think. It's crazy.
Exactly.
And it's like I tell them. I mean, like, what do you think? I play in the major leagues? You think I'm, you know, bringing seven figures? That did not work in Forest, Missouri. Anyway. So,
dude, we're in education.
Exactly. I had to get out. You know, it's like we had to do. I was working two jobs forever. Okay. So anyway, so tell us about you guys drive down.
Sure.
You're staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge. So first impressions of Animal Kingdom Lodge. What did you think of the stay there?
I should tell you too. Our drive down is a lot of fun. We get up at 4 or 5 a.m. and get in the car, and our kids are half asleep, and we blast Disney songs for the first 30 minutes the whole way down, and it just, you know, they roll their eyes. And. And Beth and I, my wife, have a blast with that. But my first impression, so we had stayed at Kidani for one night the previous fall and had that experience, but had never been at Jumbo. And I will tell you, I definitely like Jumbo better than Kidani. And it's the theming of it, I think. Plus, Kidani, the halls are, I mean, achingly long, and yes. It takes forever to get to your room sometimes. And Jumbo was just immersive, just like those other resorts I mentioned earlier, and, you know, great restaurants. And, that was my first impression.
I totally agree with you. The Jumbo, you know, and I've never stayed at Kidani, but obviously I've gone to Sanaa many times, and I've had friends stay there, so I've gone over to, you know, their place when Pam stays, DVC or whatever. But Jumbo House just feels like it's the heart of the resort. You know, it's got the Mara, it's got Boma, it's got Jico, it's got the smells, got the great lobby. It's awesome. And I totally agree.
Yeah, we stayed on that floor where the big wooden bridge is.
Yes.
That you can see about a few floors up from the lobby floor. And just walking across that every morning to go to the elevator, it was just looking down. It was just an awesome experience.
Yeah, and you're right. I'm ready for Run Disney to announce the 5K, which actually starts in the lobby and you end at your room and you get a medal when you get there because it's so far away.
That's awesome.
I had the last room one time. Cool. I was like, are you kidding me? I need to take a drink halfway. Okay, so tell us about you go down. You know, this time of year the weather is usually turning nice. You guys are kind of in the south, so it's not so bad. It's still cold here in the Midwest that time of year, so it's nice to get some sun, some green.
Yep.
So I guess weather was good. So tell us about the parks. Was it crowded?
Weather was great, and we usually go spring break because I'm in education. Spring break is our normal time to go, and so it's really we don't have the experience of going in February or going in, you know, August. I mean, so it's what we were used to. I should say too, before we go too much further, that I had a stress fracture of my foot, so I had a scooter, not the kind you ride with the motor, but the kind that you put your knee on and wheel yourself around. So I got to do Disney in a scooter over spring break.
I've always wondered this. Let me ask you this about that. Did your other leg just get like gigantic? Because I would think like, at home it wouldn't be a big deal, but I mean, you're doing lots of miles at Walt Disney World. That other leg just has to get is pumped up.
Well, let me just tell you that all the blisters were on one foot.
That's just not right. I've always thought that when I've seen people down there with one of those scooters, I'm like, my God, when they go home, they're going to walk in circles because that one leg is going to be so strong and the other one's going to be all this weak.
Yeah, there was some of that, but man, and it was not bad going downhill. Just lift your leg and let the gravity take its course. But going uphill at Disney was not easy in 90-degree heat.
But I mean, you didn't find it difficult. I mean, you made the best of a bad situation, but it was doable.
There was nothing stopping me, man.
You're my kind of guy.
The trip was not going to be compromised because of my foot. I'm that guy.
That's it. Cut it off. That is good. All right. So, continue with how you guys went through the parks.
Yeah. So our first day we spent at Animal Kingdom because, you know, Animal Kingdom Lodge isn't really close to anything, but if it's close to anything, it's Animal Kingdom. So that's where we spent our first day. And well, I should back up. You know, our first night there, when we got there, we ate. We went to the pool and got some drinks. The kids played in the pool, and Beth and I got some margaritas. And I know that's a favorite of yours.
Yes.
And the Animal Kingdom Lodge pool bar serves some strong ones. So anyway, just FYI.
Yes, they do.
And then we were fortunate to eat at Boma that night. That was our first experience at Boma.
You probably had the Boma coma. I eat too much there every time I go. I just can't stop.
It's really outstanding. The Zebra Domes, though, I wasn't a big fan, to be honest with you.
Hot take.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I wasn't a huge fan. The rest of it I was a fan of. But anyway, our first day in the parks, though, was at Animal Kingdom. And, our kids had not. We had done Pandora. My wife and I had done the Avatar rides. The kids had not done those yet, though. And so that was their first experience on Avatar. And we went to, and I think, though, believe it or not, and they liked Flight of Passage, but their favorite by far was, was Everest. And my kids have ridden it a million times, but Hannah's friend, our daughter's friend, Mary Eloise, had not ever ridden Everest. And they literally, between two different days at the park, rode Everest probably six or seven times.
I'm kind of with them, though, because to me, as much as Flight of Passage is the newest hotness, and it's a great ride, I don't like it because I get a little motion sickness, but I'm always one that's more of a traditional, like, physical ride guy than, like, with a lot of screens. I'm just not into that. But, I mean, it's different things for everybody, so.
And, we one of our Disney traditions that I'm a collector by nature anyway, but I'm definitely into Disney pins and Disney T-shirts. But one thing that I like to do when I'm down there is also I collect character greetings. So I don't ever like to really try to get the same character twice, but whenever I can meet someone new, that's something I always want to try to do. And so we got to collect a Timon character greeting on that day. So that was cool.
Nice. So the Animal Kingdom, though, first, was it tough for you not to go to the Magic Kingdom on the first day? Because some people just have to do that. Like, they can't, like, vacation doesn't start until you're at the Magic Kingdom.
So what we tend to do on our spring break trips when we go down, we do 2 days at Magic Kingdom, 1 day each at the other three parks. Not really hard to do that. No, I mean, I tend to organize. I do all the planning. I'm that guy, and I do all the planning, and I tend to do it more in terms of what makes the most sense for where we're staying. At the time.
Makes sense. Because you got proximity right there, and the last thing you want to do on the first day of the vacation is like sitting, wait and take forever to get to the park. You want to get going. Good stuff.
Absolutely. We were able to eat. We had never eaten at Rainforest Cafe, which we tried this time, and I can check that off the bucket list. Wasn't super impressed, but we've tried it now, and I also like to try all the different restaurants when we can.
Nice. Never been there. Because everybody tells me it's in the mall, but we don't have them in the malls in St. Louis. I kind of want to go there, but everybody tells me, no, you can't. So I haven't. I should.
Definitely not a Disney restaurant. I mean, you literally exit the park to go to it, even though you just step down a sidewalk to get into it. But, there's a gift shop. There's no trace of Disney anywhere. And we tried it, and it wasn't bad. It just was a typical, typical chain restaurant, it felt like.
Yep. All right. So what'd you guys do the next day?
So our next day, we did go to Magic Kingdom, actually. That was where we spent our third day on this trip. And this was all, it's something we've done many times, but doing it again with someone new in our traveling party was neat. We tend to hit certain rides on the first day always, Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, the Mine Train, those are always, we do those on both days when we're in those parks. Those are our favorites. So we did that, and we did those things, and we tend to, we have lands that are favorites. Tomorrowland and New Fantasyland are definitely our favorites. And Adventureland sometimes gets the short shrift. We do always hit pirates, but that's usually one of the last things we do on our trip. So
let me ask you this. Did you kind of, here's an education term. Did you kind of in-service your daughter's friend on how you guys tend to tour the parks, or like what your, how your family is before you went down? Or did she kind of just have to like jump in and hitch on and here we go?
Oh no, man. We actually had her over for a sleepover like a month beforehand, so I could really kind of give her the lay of the land, because this is not for amateurs. You're going to have to be able to hit the ground running when we get out of the van.
love it. That's awesome. So
I mean, we're not commando style either. I mean, we do enjoy it, and we take our time, and we smell the roses, so to speak, smell the popcorn, so to speak. But we but there's definitely, you know, a formula to this. And we made sure that she understood what that was going to be in terms of fast passes and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every family kind of has their, like, way they do Disney. You know, like, my family just knows, you know, I always go to Tomorrowland first. That's me, you know, and it's like, that's just, I don't even think. I go right. You know, that's kind of interesting. How can I say this? Was she surprised by anything, or was there anything she did or reacted in a certain way that kind of surprised you on the trip?
Not really. I mean, she was great fun to be with. I can tell you that looking back at our pictures, she's probably not as into because we buy Memory Maker, and so we don't pass a photographer without stopping.
Yeah, you
know, getting the most out of that money, you know. And so there. I mean, there's some of the pictures where she's kind of, there's a smirk like, oh my God, we're doing this again, you know. So there was some of that, but no. I mean, she was a rider and really loved to eat and just, you know, joined right in the fun. So
awesome. So Dan, do you guys stay, like, when you went to the Magic Kingdom on this third day, do you stay the whole day? Do you take a break? I mean, how's your typical park day look?
We tend to go earlier, and listen to your show. We don't leave for the midday pool break very much, because I feel like that by the time I leave the park, get on a shuttle or the monorail, and then get back to the resort, and then go back to the park, and that's easily an hour round trip. And so we do tend to stay until we've had our fill, and then we just go for the day. And so dinner this night was at Ohana. We got on the monorail and went over to the Poly to eat, and that was our first time eating Ohana dinner too. So about 6 o'clock that evening, I think we were done for the day with the park.
So did Ohana live up to the hype? Because that's very hyped. I mean, I love it. It lives up to the hype for me, not for everybody though.
I mean, I literally can tell you that our dinner at we've done breakfast at Ohana with Lilo and Stitch, but our dinner at Ohana was probably one of the two or three best meals I've had at Disney.
Yeah, I mean, if you're somebody that likes meat and sides, man, that is the place to go.
The noodles and the dumplings.
It's dinner time when we're. I got to start doing these shows in the morning, not at dinner time. Even though I just had Taco Bell, it's making me hungry.
Yeah, man. I will say too, because I know you're a big sports fan. Well, we're, you know, the North Carolina, we're big college basketball fans, and the highlight of this day was we got to the Poly kind of early for our reservation, and we got to the Tambu Lounge. My wife and I, the kids, were exploring the resort, and we got to see the last 3 seconds of Duke's loss in the NCAA tournament. So we were quite happy about that.
You know, hey, let me tell you this: Tyler Hansborough is a friend of the family of my cousin from Papa Bluff, Missouri.
Oh wow!
So there you go. We know the Hansboroughs.
Well,
yeah,
he's my all time favorite. And if you had any of my Disney pictures from this trip, you would see me in one of his NBA jerseys. So.
Well, there we go. And hey. It's a small world after all. There you go. He's from Papa Bluff, where my cousins are from. Anyway, so walk us through. You guys go to Ohana. You roll yourself back to the hotel. You're probably in pain. But you're able to become mobile again the next day, I'm guessing.
Yep, and I always do. So what we don't do the pool breaks during a park day, but we do a pool day. And so day four for us was when we transferred to from Jumbo to the Grand Flow, and that was going to just be a pool day. You know, we were going to transfer resorts, we're going to explore Grand Floridian, and lounge by the pool.
So I got to stay there just for one night for the media event, because I'm not going to be able to afford Grand Floridian for very long, I can tell you that much.
Oh, yeah.
So we got to stay there one night when Toy Story Land opened. They invited us down. It was amazing. Like, I loved it. But, I mean, what were your overall thoughts of this resort? Because I think this is really polarizing for people. Like, some people say it's stuffy.
Yeah.
I used to think that. I don't think it's so much now that I've stayed there. I think you got to stay there to get the experience.
I will tell you, it's... like I said, we've probably stayed in 10 or 11 resorts. I would put it in my top 5 or 6, but I would not put it in my top 3. When we got there, you know, it was around Easter time, and they probably had 100 of these chocolate egg sculptures. I mean, they were huge. I mean, they were way bigger than a football or a basketball. And it was just, I mean, Fox and the Hound and Aladdin and Nightmare Before Christmas, all these different themed chocolate eggs. And it was just, I mean, it took your breath away. The room itself was, I mean, if I'm just judging it on room quality, there's no contest. It was the the most plush room that we've ever stayed in. The shower in that room was literally, you could fit eight people in it. It was unreal.
That's another show.
we didn't put that to a test, but I'm just saying.
That's a good way to put it. That's funny. Yeah, but I mean, you know, I stayed in one of the outer buildings, and for some reason, well, my room never got ready, and so I had to change because we were going to dinner that night for the Toy Store opening. I'm like, I am still sweaty in the clothes that I flew down in this morning. Like, I need a place. So they just found a theme park view room, and I had that, like, right out my window. I was like, oh, my gosh, I slept with them because it was just me. My family hadn't come down yet, and I'm like, what a waste. I'm here by myself, but I left those blinds open the whole night and just looked at Space Mountain and the Contemporary and Cinderella Castle. I was like, I'm never having this again, so I got to enjoy it.
A couple of things we did that were kind of neat, that we can do in DVC resorts because they have DVD players and stuff. I mean, the kids wanted to watch Disney movies in the room at night and stuff, and they have free DVDs for you to just come down and check out, and we did that. The girls were, for some reason, really wanting to watch the Disney Hercules, and they couldn't find that at either resort, but they did that a couple nights, and we wanted to do something special with my daughter's senior year, and so we did, as a surprise, made a reservation for the two girls by themselves to go to the Garden View Tea Room and eat lunch, which they did and loved, and the most expensive little finger sandwiches I've ever paid for. But
you didn't have them, though, did you? You don't even know.
Those things.
Okay, so we did that with Pam this past summer, and I went in there kicking and fighting. Oh, and you're right. I mean, they're teeny tiny. They're not man-sized sandwiches at all, but those things were so good. Yeah. I could have had like seven plates of them. They were awesome.
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah, so it was really nice for us to be able to treat them for that for their senior year, and then of course my wife and I decided to treat ourselves and we went to Citrico's by ourselves that night. So yeah,
never been. So what'd you think of Citrico's? I haven't been there because my wife's not a big fine diner.
Yeah, I loved it. It was fantastic. I mean, like I said, I mean I would when I say Ohana is one of the top three meals I've had at Disney, I would not say that Citrico's was. It was fantastic. I would say Artist Point or California Grill are better to me, but it was still extremely good. Yeah.
So you're probably not very excited about the changes coming to Artist Point then?
I'm not in the least.
I know it stinks because it was a hidden gem for those people that loved it. You know, a lot of it, that's one of those restaurants that very few people, I mean, very few is kind of, you know, not probably the right term, but it was kind of a hidden gem. You know, people didn't talk about it very much, but the people that loved it, loved it.
Yeah, we're one of those families. We ate there twice and absolutely loved it. I mean, the food at Artist Point was outstanding. And my only hope is that when they switch it to the character meal, that they maintain some of the great things about it, like the mushroom soup that's so popular and the berry cobbler and things. I'm hoping that stays on the menu.
Well, let's cross our fingers. All right, so walk us through. Yeah, we got about 10 minutes left, so let's hear about the rest of the trip.
Okay.
Let's pick it up here. Let's hear about it all.
All right. Next day we went to Epcot, again, it was our kids' first time on Soarin' Around the World and Frozen Ever After. We had ridden them, but they had not, and they loved those. I love the new Soarin', but I would definitely put it behind the classic.
Agreed. I'm with you.
You know, I mean, and I've now learned you've got to sit in the middle row, in the middle queue or whatever, because otherwise you're looking at everything's curving and bent, and you know. Our daughter's big into anime and loves Japan, and so we spent, you know, way too much time and money in that store, and we, again, because it was her special senior year, we made reservations at Teppanetto and ate there that night.
Well, I love that place, but I mean, I love the Japanese places here in St. Louis. You can't go wrong with it. I love hibachi stuff.
You know, I would say, too, that there are a couple of must-dos, you know, to borrow Stacy's term, that I must do when I'm at Disney, and the cronut and the caramel corn in Germany are must-dos, and so that happens every trip, and did for this one, too.
Oh, that cronut, it eludes me. I've never had it still, because when I go by, my problem is I eat too much in World Showcase, and so I'm never hungry, you know, like I look at him like, oh, I just can't. I'll do it tomorrow. You know, we'll come back tomorrow. We never do.
I would say the highlight of that trip for sure, before I move on, one of my mom's best friends lives down there in Florida, about an hour away or so, and she usually comes up and visits us for one day while we're there and joined us at Epcot, and she had never done Test Track, and we took this 70-year-old woman that had, you know, and she's an adventurous spirit, but had never done Test Track, and riding that with her was just a blast. She just laughed the whole time, and we were in tears before it was over.
And you got the picture on Memory Maker, right? I hope.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's one for the fridge right there.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. All right, so, let's keep going.
Yep. So our next day was at the studios. And, you know, I would say that the biggest memory from that was we got evacuated off of Toy Story Mania.
We're such geeks.
Which is not a ride you would think you'd get evacuated off of.
No.
You know, there was a little girl that had apparently had broken free from her dad and somehow had run by had crossed some line that she's not supposed to cross in the ride mechanism, and everything just shut down. And all we heard was her dad scream, "Julia!" So we make a joke about Julia whenever we talk about this trip, because she's responsible for us waiting in line for 25 minutes, 30 minutes, not getting to ride it, and getting a free fast pass for later.
Well, you know, you don't want those virtual darts going at Julia in the ride, you know, in the virtual rings and stuff like that. That's dangerous.
We ate dinner at Sci-Fi that night. It was the first time we had been there in about 8 years, and the food has definitely improved, and I would definitely go back. It was really, really great, actually.
Nice. I agree. It's gotten better, and the atmosphere's, especially for kids, because, well, I've never even been to a drive-in in my life. We had a few of them in St. Louis, but they all closed. But it's totally a Disney restaurant. It takes you to a different time and place.
Oh, it does. And I'm a big onion ring guy and shakes and burgers, and so we were really loving that.
Good stuff.
That night, we went back to the Grand Flow in time to sit on the patio and watch the fireworks from the Grand Floridian, and that was pretty special, too.
So let me ask you, what's your favorite fireworks, if you even like the older ones? If you had to pick one, you know, Fantasmic, Wishes, Happily Ever After, Illuminations, what you got?
Yeah. I mean, I know that this is not going to be the popular choice. I'm a big Fantasmic fan, to be honest with you.
That's my wife's favorite, too. It's a whole story.
I really love it. I mean, I love the water spray and all the character interaction, and I love the big dragon, and yeah, we're a big fan of that.
Actually, I can listen to that soundtrack too, like in its entirety, many, many times over. I love that soundtrack.
But now let me back up. I should completely change my answer. No, the Halloween Hallowishes. There's no contest.
That's true. And it's this time of year, man. It's going to be Halloween next week. There you go.
Yeah, no, Hallowishes is number one. But on the average trip, it's going to be Fantasmic for me.
All right. So let's. So what else is happening here? You guys have been to all four parks at this point. That's good.
Our last day, we went to back to the Magic Kingdom, and my daughter Hannah woke up with. Well, she'd been nursing a really bad sore throat, and this is the first time we did this, but my wife ended up taking her to the doctor there near Disney Springs first thing that morning. And while me and my son Owen and her friend Mary Eloise, the three of us went ahead and went to the park and rode a couple of rides while Beth and Hannah went to the doctor.
So what advice do you have gone through that experience? Because, you know, fortunately most people haven't had to do that, but if you do, what did you think?
Well, they got them. I mean, the service, of course, even at the doctors at Disney is fantastic, and they did not have an incredibly long wait. I mean, by sheer virtue of having to get in the van and drive off the Grand Floridian property and go find this place and then drive all the way back. I mean, it took a little time, but once they were there, they got seen pretty quickly, and thankfully she didn't have strep, and they just gave her something to soothe the pain, and you know, Hannah was just really, really mad that she was missing out on the fun and just, you know, could not wait to get to the park and meet up with us and get on Space Mountain, which is exactly what we did as soon as she got there.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, like, you don't want to take the time to go to the doctor, but sometimes when they can give you some, you know, pain medications or something, at least to, you know, just to survive. So, because if you're totally miserable, I mean, it's even hard to be in the Magic Kingdom if you got a wicked sore throat. I mean, it's just no fun.
And we were not going to tour. We were not going to be able to do our last 2 days there with her possibly having strep and then drive all the way back the next day. So we had to do that.
Been there. So how'd you guys close it all out?
I was just going to say, we went to the Wave that night for dinner, which we had never done before, and then went to the Top of the World Lounge for fireworks that night, too. So
I love Top of the World. Because I'm not DVC, but I've been a guest up there, and they have a really good piece of chocolate cake. I know that sounds stupid, but it's gigantic, and it's super good, and it's just an amazing view up there.
It's not stupid at all, man. You're speaking my language.
That thing was stupid big, though. Like, it was so big that my buddy Scott and I, we were like, well, we both need a piece, you know, because we're hungry. It was, I think it was a marathon weekend. I can't remember. But, you know, we go down we run to eat and stuff, and we were hungry. The pieces of cake were, no kidding, it was like a quarter of a big cake. And so I just remember that night that we were riding back to the hotel on one of the buses, and we're still carrying the cake. And, like, everybody's looking at it. So we're like, you want a bite? Because, like, everybody's looking at it. We're taking it back to the hotel. It was stupid, but it was fun. Awesome. It was a good time.
Yeah, that was awesome. And you know, you just can't find a better place to see anything, you know, than Top of the World. And we had the kids actually had gone back to Grand Floridian to watch a movie or something, and it was just Beth and me. And so it was kind of nice to have, you know, we had that night at Sister Co's, and then we had this special time to be able to watch the fireworks, just the two of us. So
sounds like a successful spring break.
It was, and then, you know, we had the last day at Disney Springs, and we got to eat at Splitsville and do some shopping, and my son and wife got to go bowling. I couldn't do it because of the bum leg, but you know, that's what rounded out our trip. We decided if we're going to drive back for 10 hours, we wanted our last day to be a little bit more sedate, so we didn't do a park. We just decided to do some shopping, and that's what we did.
We used to do that, too. When we drove home, we'd go to Disney Springs last. We'd actually get all the, you know, the souvenirs, because, like, with teachers, we'd always get them for,
uh-huh.
My wife and I, both teachers, we'd get them for our teammates, and, you know, we'd get a little something for the kids. We'd get, like, a... You know, we'd always have to find the stuff that comes in, like, groups of, like, 10 or 6, you know, like the suckers or something, like, that we could afford, but to get for our students and stuff. And
yeah.
it was just a neat way to wrap it up. What do you think is your favorite thing about Disney Springs right now? Because it's been through a huge transformation over the past 3 or 4 years.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't love the new area. It's just, I mean, when I go to Disney, we have malls here. I mean, when I go to Disney, I want to see Disney things and special. I don't want to see Oakley sunglasses or,
yep.
You know, things like that. I want to go see, I'm a huge pin trader and pin shopper. So the pin trader store there, and we always get in, and, you know, one of our traditions also is getting a Christmas ornament every year with the year on it and stuff. And so I like going to those shops that I, you know, with things that I can't get in North Carolina.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And so that's what I did. And Earl of Sandwich and all of those things. I mean, we don't ever do, you know, anything that we can do back home.
That's how I am. Like, I mean, even, like, my favorite place to go there is the Co-op, because it's all Disney stuff,
yeah.
You know, and it's very unique Disney stuff that sometimes you can't even find it in the parks. Like, I usually can't afford most of it. It's kind of expensive, but I like to look at it and see, you know, and I'll buy a shirt or something here and there. But,
yeah.
You know, places like that, even... kind of weird, but I'm like, I like that Uniqlo store, you know, because it's,
yeah.
Like, it reminds me of, like, Disney Old Navy. Like, it's cheap stuff that I can afford, and it's kind of fun. I mean, I know there's Uniqlo's, like, up in the Pacific Northwest, but in Japan, I guess, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a fun store. It's got a cool vibe to it.
Beth and Owen both got an iPhone case there at Co-op, and I got a Tweedledee and Tweedledum shirt there the last time I went. I do a lot of t-shirt shopping at Disney and had never seen this particular one, so I was very happy about that.
Cool. So as we wrap today's show, I know you're always looking forward
sure.
to the next trip, your DVC. So what's on the horizon? What are you looking forward to as far as your next Disney adventures?
Well, you know, we just got back, and you and I will be talking about that in several months when I'm back on the show, hopefully. But we just got back literally 2 Sundays ago from a fall trip, and we don't know when the next trip will be, quite frankly. I mean, we need financially, we're going to take a bit of a break from it, I think. It may not be until spring break 2020. We used to just go every other year for 8 days with our DVC points. We would rather go and use our points for one huge blowout stay, you know, with a theme park view or a two-bedroom villa or something, than use it in smaller chunks. But lately we've been finding ourselves going on in the fall, the last 3 falls we've gone to. So we might be taking some time off, just to save our money and recoup some of our DVC points. We're a little low on those right now.
I hear you. Got a kid in college, man. I get it.
Yeah, we do. Yes,
in
indeed. You do too.
It's ridiculous. So. We told her, you know, she's a senior this year. Okay, what are you going to do next? Get a job. That's what I keep telling her. J-O-B. That's what you're going to do next. Come on. Let's make
exactly
some money.
Right.
Yeah, so Ole Spencer, hey, thank you so much for coming on the show, starting the week with us. And,
sure.
You know, hey, have a great year with your students down there in North Carolina. We're thinking about your community. We know that it was rough with the hurricane, and we hope you guys bounce back very, very quickly. But again, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by our great sponsors, thewisdomofwalt.com. 2 great books. You know, Spencer can back me up there. Nothing better than reading. You know, hey, read about Walt Disney and the Disney parks. It's really great. Get you fired up. You know, you need a little Disney fix. It doesn't always have to be digital. You know, hey, I'm all about, you know, hey, follow me on Twitter and stuff like that, listen to the podcast. But sometimes you just need to unwind with a book. And there's two great books over at thewisdomofwalt.com by author Jeff Barnes. So check those out today. And of course, when you're down at Walt Disney World or Disneyland or even Universal, don't stand in line. That's not cool. Just get a subscription over at touringplans.com. They'll steer you clear of the lines and save you up to 4 hours in line each day of your vacation. So check them out over at touringplans.com. And now that I said don't worry about the digital stuff, give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod. And drop by the Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, it's time to get out of here. And like I said, let's make this an awesome week. So head into work and make somebody's day. Let's make it a challenge to all do that this week. So for Spencer, I'm Mike, wishing you a great week. Time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.